Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, we're diving deep into something even more expansive, the Milky Way. ESA's Gaia spacecraft, after over a decade, has just wrapped up its mission mapping our galaxy with unprecedented precision.
Wow, a decade. That's a long time to be staring at stars. What kind of insights did it uncover during its 10.5 years of scientific observation?
Trillions. Trillions of observations, of course. Around 2 billion stars and other celestial objects mapped. Think positions, distances, movements, brightness, the whole shebang. It's like taking a census of the galactic neighborhood.
So, like a cosmic address book? Does this mean we have a better grasp of our own solar system's place in all this?
Absolutely. Gaia refined our understanding of the sun's galactic address. Apparently, we're nestled between the Perseus and Sagittarius arms, and there's even talk of a fifth arm or spur close by.
Hold on, did you say spur like a galactic off-ramp?
Haha, sort of. It's not quite a fully formed arm, but a significant structure nonetheless. And get this, the data suggests our sun wasn't always where it is now. It might have migrated outwards from closer to the galactic center.
A migrating sun? Is there any evidence to back up this theory?
It's all about the metal. Stars closer to the galactic center tend to have more heavy elements. Our sun is surprisingly metal-rich, suggesting it originated in a more element-dense region.
I see. Interesting. It also talked about galactic collisions?
Right. Apparently our Milky Way is still feeling the effects of a cosmic fender bender with the Sagittarius dwarf galaxy. Gaia revealed that this collisions, it's happened multiple times, is warping the Milky Way's disk. Crazy, right?
Wait, so we're a warped galaxy, like a cosmic vinyl record left out in the sun?
Kind of. It's not severely warped, but Gaia's data clearly shows a ripple effect from these collisions, and it even influenced star formation. Gaia discovered that star birth sped up after each Sagittarius encounter, with one period coinciding with the sun's formation.
Mind-blowing. So what's next for galactic exploration? Is Gaia completely retired?
Gaia's main mission might be over, but the data analysis continues. A fourth data release is due in late 2026. And there's talk of a successor mission, Gaia-NAR. This infrared version would see through galactic dust, revealing even more stars and linking star formation to galactic dynamics. It's like Gaia, but with night vision goggles.
That sounds incredible. It's amazing how much we're learning about our galactic home. It seems like every new discovery leads to even more questions.
Exactly. That's the beauty of science. So long, and thanks for listening to Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.